I'd like to thank the organizer to give a chance to talk in the Giacomo Lava conference. My talk is very simple. Dual of Strindberg algebra is Hopf algebra, so we can regard it as an algebraic group. And this point of view is was very successful when we think study a formal group role of the Morava K-theory. And today I want to talk about, it still works for ordinary cohomology theory. And the ordinary cohomology theory is complex oriented, but it's not random wave or exact. So we cannot directly apply the case of a VP theory. So, but anyway, I explain how we think of a Strindberg algebra as an algebraic group, and finally I give a simple proof of the old theorem of Milner about the structure of the dual of Strindberg algebra. So, first, we think how we regard Strindberg algebra as an algebra group. So, we think we restrict ourselves in the case of prime p equal 2, and we think ordinary cohomology theory, but the question is the thinking extension of a question ring, and so we let alpha be a positively graded algebra over feed F2, and we consider the cohomology, ordinary cohomology theory with questions in such a graded algebra. But precisely speaking, what is the grading here? Degree n part is direct product of a, say, okay, not direct sum, but the direct product, we take a direct product. Okay. And then we think a operation, natural operation here, but with some property, multiplicative operations here. So we think theta is a endomorphism of this theory with satisfying the following condition. First, this is degree zero. Degree preserving in this sense, and the second, this is a R star algebra homomorphism, and the third condition is a kind of normalization. That is a, when we take space here, S1, and so we think we take a generator here, and then a theta of U should be U tensor 1. This is in a okay. Then immediate consequence of these conditions, we have we can say a theta is stable under suspension. This is because of this condition. I mean, this condition implies theta is stable. I mean, committed with suspension. And the other property is theta is a isomorphism or automorphism. Simplest example is, of course, for example, we take say R star is a polynomial, say how to what you say, a polynomial algebra, and then a squaring, total squaring operation is one of is an example of this operation. So square x is x plus square 1 x t plus I x t plus I plus so on. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. And then we fix R star and think of the set of all such operations. So we write the set those operations. Then, of course, this set depends on this graded ring in a factorial way, and from this property, and if we have two such operations, we can make we can think a composition, and composition is again this kind of multiplicative operation. So that means to alpha, we think this thing is algebraic group, but it's defined on such a graded thing. But if we're thinking on a prime p equal 2 case, and so we don't have a problem about the grading. I mean, anyway, we can say this is algebraic group defined over F2. Okay. And what do you mean finite? It's not finite. This is a as algebraic group, it's not finitely generated. What do you mean? Okay. Anyway, we give an representing Hopf algebra. Then what? Okay. And it is well known. I mean, it is well known the typical operation or how to say universal one. That is a we think an stable cooperations, so ring of algebra of stable cooperations of, so that means a usual notation is a H star H. This is a this guy, and then we think if we are given a cohomology class, say a with some degree, okay, so U, then we take and we smash product of this map to the unit map of Eilenberg-MacLane spectrum. So a and then this gives them a map from this guy to okay. And of course, we can extend this map to, I mean, we can extend in this way. Then this is a, I mean, we write this as our notation. Then this is this map satisfies these conditions, and actually this is the universal among these these operations. It is I mean very well-known fact. Okay, so then we can define then we can define, say this, we write this map, and this map lambda. This is actually used, this lambda is used by Milner in his paper, but anyway. And then we have the homomorphism from set of algebra homomorphism. It is just given a homomorphism, algebra homomorphism, then composing this to this algebra homomorphism. We get an homomorphism from this set to this one. And this is a group homomorphism. If we I should say this algebra of stable cooperations is well known that this is a Hopf algebra. And so such a Hopf set is a group, and this map is a group homomorphism. And quite it is easy to show that this map is actually isomorphism. Okay, so that means this algebraic group is represented by this Hopf algebra. And our aim and purpose is give a structure of this Hopf algebra. That is Milner's theorem. But anyway, in this, still I don't know what is this Hopf algebra. But anyway, we have, we say, this algebra group is represented by this Hopf algebra. Okay. Now, we need a second algebraic group. So second, we think the group of we think an automorphism group of a additive group row or over the graded ring R star. So that this, what this means? This means a we write this as a OAuth GA at point at this ring. This is the parsees fx, and it is actually what form is x plus. Oh, so maybe we should say strict. But the mod okay, it's strict. So starting from x and say a1 x square a2 x to the fourth a n x2 to the n. Okay, so this is the, what this means. This is a say, or in other words, a phi, let's say. We think a parsees ring and this is a, we think this is a formal Hopf algebra using additive group row. Okay, this is a ring, but the co-product is just a sum, I mean additive group row. Then we think this is a formal Hopf algebra, and the phi is a homomorphism or isomorphism or automorphism of formal Hopf algebra. And the actual form is given by in this way, okay? Okay, and the AI is in R2 to the I minus 1. Okay. Okay, it's just given by an image. This power series is just given by the image of X here. Okay. And the condition for, as homomorphism, as Hopf algebra, is exactly the condition is x plus y is fx plus f at fy. Okay? And we think everything over F2, such a condition implies as a power series, this implies power series must be of this form. Okay. And then it is also, this is well known, that this algebraic group is represented by the following Hopf algebra. So, say we think we write A star equal the power series ring, polynomial ring, Z by, we write this symbol, not xi, but we write to distinguish to the usual Hopf algebra, I mean Strindl's algebra, we use a little bit different symbol. Okay? And then it is quite easy to show that this algebraic group is represented by this Hopf algebra. I mean, but here diagonal of xi I is given by a, so this maybe n, is the summation of okay? And this is a quite easy to get this formula, because the group structure of this group is given by composition of power series. Okay? So if G is a power series, then we think composition is given by, product in this group is given the composition of power series. And looking at the quotient, what is the effect on quotient, we get this formula. So, and of course some correspondence is given by is just taking the image of the I bar as the AI. Okay, this is the second algebraic group. Okay, now we relate this algebraic group and this algebraic group. It is quite easy. So let theta as a multiplicative operation, so okay. Then we taken this is a so theta is a endomorphism of this guy, and we take x equal infinite dimensional project real projective space, I mean cross-line space of this thing, so that the cohomology, ordinary cohomology or a star is this power series, I mean power series ring with quotient R star, but this is a has a product, its space. So this is a formal Hopf algebra, and this is a ordinary cohomology theory. So this is just this guy, I mean. And we have the endomorphism theta here. And theta is the, by original property, theta is the natural and R-star algebra homomorphism. That means this is a formal of algebra homomorphism. So that means we have the map from we have a group homomorphism from this guy to this guy. And so we get them we have the Hopf algebra homomorphism between representing Hopf algebra. So we have say we write a star into star. So then what we should do is to show this is the isomorphism. Then it means it means the structure of this is a quite simple as I described, and this is isomorphic to Hopf algebra. We get the Hopf algebra structure of this guy. So what we to do is to show this is isomorphism. Okay, then we think what's the idea to show this is isomorphic is that one thing we know is quite a classical result by Searle. That is a Poincaré series of both graded module is equal. This is a well known and very classical result. So what is a what we should say or to do is this is epimorphism or monomorphism. Okay. And then the third ingredient of my talk is Dixon algebra. So that is now we think of Dixon algebra. So we think an elementary abelian two group of rank n. So we think this guy, and we regard symmetric group of degree on two to the n element as a set of morphism of this. So this group has a 2 to the n element. The set automorphism we regard as we think a symmetric group. And then here we have a translation by this group. Then it gives them set automorphism. So that gives them embedding or map homomorphism from this elementary abelian group to sigma 2 to the n. okay, we write this and D. This is actually, we say diagonal map, but anyway. Okay. And we think on cohomology of this symmetric group. Okay, then we have a special element here. We think on R is this is a reduced standard representation. So standard, this is a 1 minus of the standard representation. So then we write Q node is highest specific Hodgkin class of this representation. So this is a and then this goes, we write in the same symbol here. But this is actually in GLN invariant, so Dixon invariant. And actually this is the highest Dixon invariant. And then we think and we localize these rings in terms of this element Q node. So we think D star localize, and then this map goes into the Dixon invariant part. And actually, this is a mainly due to MUI. This is an isomorphism. And so actually, we can write this in the polynomial. This is a known, well known, that say a Q node, Q1, Q to the Q, Qn minus 1, and we say okay, and the degree of Qi, this is a 2 to the n minus 2 to the I. Okay. Then, again, we recall a very classical result of the Strindberg, original construction of Strindberg operation. So, Strindberg constructed his power operations. In his case, it's just a cyclic group order P case, but the construction itself we can extend or generalize in the following way. So we have, say, given here our homology of X, we have a map extended power operations. So this is maybe 2 to the R star of this we make a Borel construction here. This is a, you know, extended part relation. So, but it's a generalized case. I mean, we write this in using a symbol R, and then we have a diagonal map, and then we get the okay. And then we make, say, Q node invertible. So we have, say, here just writing in this way. And we have a map here from this here U. Goes, say, here we make a Q node is invertible, so we can write a Q node. Now this is a minus power of degree of U, and this D star P to the R U here. So then this is this why this is necessary. This is just the degree. I mean, this map is a raising degree in this way, and so using this is a degree preserving, and this phi, and we think on this is a or we write in this way, where we have we write, okay, say, then this is this map is multiplicative. And actually, what's the image of this homomorphism? Here we have the subgroup or subalgebra here, a foreign kind of subalgebra. Say we write a Xi I of n is a Q I divided by Q zero. Okay, so this is a degree. This is the element of cohomology. But we think this is a homology type. So actually, degree of this is a is 2 to the I minus 1. No, sorry, 1 minus 2 to the I. But we think everything in a a homological grading, then this is we think this is a degree 2 to the I minus 1. Okay? And we think subalgebra generated by those elements here, F2 of Xi1 A N, Xi1 N, the n. Okay, so we can show that this map is actually give a homomorphism from this to. Okay, we write this algebra in d n or d n star. Okay, sorry, d n star. Then this homomorphism is restricted to here. And this is a multiplicative Then what happens? Here we have the, I mean, this guy is the universal among those multiplicative operations. So we have original morphism, and here we have a map representing this element. So here the D, and composing. I mean here this map here. What is this map? And originally, what is the this map? If you have a multiplicative operation, then where is it? Still, I erased. I don't know. I don't. But anyway, if you have a multiplicative operation and apply it in this situation, then correspondence to what is the corresponding a element of automorphism or of algebraic group, I mean of additive group row, is here we have x, and then to theta we associate that x. This is actually power series in here, this power series. And we for instance, now we say this is a characteristic power series for this operation. Then map here we have a polynomial generator GUI I bar. Then we write, if we write this as the x plus a1 x squared plus an x2 to the n plus so on, then in terms of such an algebra, this is a GUI I map to AI. Okay, so in this case, we can calculate such a characteristic power series for this special, I mean, operation, symbol power operation, and this is implicitly computed by Milner's paper. But anyway, this goes to a here GUI I n. So obviously this is an epimorphism, and under some dimension, up to some dimension, actually this is an isomorphism. So we can take any n. So that means this is so up to some dimension this is isomorphism. So this is up to isomorphism up to some dimension, depending on n, and it's a and anyway, so we can say this is a monomorphism, and this shows this is an isomorphism. So, okay, this is a proof of Milner's theorem, but we should say, here we didn't use explicit formula, explicit atomization. Milner's proof depends on the form of a dual base. It's an explicit form of a dual base, and it's a admissible base. But what is admissible base is depends on the atomization. But we didn't use such admiration explicitly. So that means, in other words, this shows here admiration is involved in this theorem. Okay, so this is one thing I want to talk. And the other comment is looking at Spinoza algebra as an algebraic group, then the situation is how we started, we think not only cohomology theory with quotient in prime field, but we think an extension of quotient ring extension. And so what happens in the proof of Lindemann's theorem, we think on some graded thing. But here we think, for example, field extension here, say F to the R, then what happens? It is a easy from we know this is a H star we identify, and so this is a polynomial Hopf algebra, but the algebra this polynomial infinite many generators, so it's not usual algebraic group, because in the case of algebraic group case, finite generated situation is assumed, but this is a infinite many generators. But anyway, then we think if we think on field extension, then we can think of a K point, group of K points. So we write G K. This is a home, say K. This is ungraded, or in other words, here we forget regarding grading here A star. Then anyway, we have a group of K points. And in particular, if we think a closure, and then we have a Galois group action here. And in particular, generator, we write sigma Frobenius operation here. Then fixed point of such a Frobenius, but taken iteration of R times iteration, then this is a obviously this guy. And what is the corresponding Hopf algebra for this guy? This guy is that. On the other hand, we have the Hopf algebra and the morphism here, given by, say, we write it's a psi, the psi A equal A square. So it's dual, original dual Hopf algebra, it's a Spinoza algebra, A star. Here, this is a well-known Q node, square node operation. And this operation as in Hopf algebra, and this operation in a group level correspond each other. And so, what is Hopf algebra corresponding to this group is exactly like we can write in this way. Let's say S2 Z1 Z2 divided by Hopf ideal generated by Z1 2 to the R minus Z1 this Hopf, I mean, from this link to F2 bar is automatically satisfies the image of Xi I must be in S2 to the R. So this Hopf algebra then it's the same as this. And we mentioned why we give such a remark or comment that because this group is nothing but say we first define model stabilizer algebra for a local field of a positive characteristic. So in this case, over F2. So that is a such a local field is a Dolan power series of this kind. And so ring of integer here is a power series ring. Okay. And we define D to the R. This is I already okay. Anyway, this is a we think make a twisted extension. I mean a twisted power series of by Z and divided by a which one Z. A omega minus a R, but here twisted means if we take an element here quotient A, then A Z equal Z A sigma. This is Frobenius, and if we start from local field of characteristic 0 to the finite extension of this field, then this is a classical Moravec stabilizer algebra of the same or completely same construction. But if we start from local field of characteristic 2, then what we can say dr unit or the group of unit is exactly this guy. And this is a, this fact is a not so difficult. Anyway, it's quite easy check. But this is a kind of a two-adic group. But it quite looks very difficult to understand, and the cohomology of this group is quite has a relation to the localization of cohomology of Strindberg algebra. Localization with respect to this operation. So the study of this group, or cohomology of this group, is looks very useful. But maybe I don't know. Number theorist doesn't know or how to treat this kind of this group. Okay.